This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie here, fresh off my heart attack from my technical difficulties, but I'm still here and so glad to be with you this Valentine's Day afternoon. Valentine's is a great day to focus on family and loved ones, and that's what our current guest Kenneth Pascal has been doing. He I appreciate him emphasizing that what his bill does is looks for what's in the best interest of the child. Thank you, Representative, for being with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you, and I'm just really excited to share about the good policies that we're going to pass this session. So I'm speaking very confident that we're going to get the bill through this year.
Okay, I love that. Now, again, if you're just now tuning in, one of the things the bill's being sponsored this session tell us the bill number and a little about the bill.
Okay, the bill number is HB 229, and the name of the bill is called the Best Interest of the Child Protection Act. It's a shared parenting bill. But before I dive into the bill, I just want to take about 30 seconds to share why we need this bill. Currently in Alabama, approximately 40,000 of our kids, their parents go through a divorce or a separation, or the child is born and neither parent is married. So about 40,000 kids each year have to go through our court system. And we have a law, public policy, that allow the judges to award custody or pick the best parent, what they call it. 85% of the time is mom gets the majority of the time with the child, and then the father would get maybe 2 to 6 days a month with the child. And they call this the best interest of the child. The problem I have with that is the data we have, it states when kids have limited time with one of their parents, they account for 63% of our youth suicides. They account for 71% of our substance abusers, 85% of our youth in prison, 70% of our school dropouts. They're four times greater at living in poverty, and the list goes on and on. And we have quite a few bills in our legislature right now to deal with these issues, from gun violence, drugs, behavior problems in our schools. But we have to ask ourselves, what's the common denominator in each instance? And oftentimes it's the child dynamic force in the household, as far as having no structure or limited time with one of their parents. And so if we have a policy that promotes this, I think we should look at a policy to change that. So my bill is designed to not to mandate 50-50 parenting time. That's the propaganda we hear about my bill. My bill would not allow anyone dealing with domestic violence to have custody of their kids. It doesn't change the existing law. What my bill does is just create a starting point in Alabama when parents go through a divorce or separation. Instead of an automatic every other weekend for one parent, it will require the courts to try to maximize the child time with both parents. And then work from there. Go either direction. You know, there's 19 factors the courts look at as far as drugs, the distance between the parents. And the last factor is any other thing the judge may determine. So we don't want to take away the judge's discretion. They still have broad discretion. He is creating uniform guidelines. Madison County is already doing this. We have a couple of judges throughout the state is doing this. But the problem is your zip code or where you live at as a child should not determine whether you have a relationship with your parents. Just trying to create a uniform guideline to promote that we believe that a child deserves to have a relationship with both of their parents unless there's justifiable reason.
Well, and I think that's a big caveat, is a lot of people will say, well, you know, there's going to be circumstances where the child's in a better situation with more time. But you're saying, all things being equal, what we know, and I am a firm believer of this. I know you and I talked about it when we met. I am a single mother, but I have no doubt that every single child not just needs and deserves the opportunity to have a mother and a father figure in their life. And knowing that there are just things, and you know, yesterday the House passed the bill on defining a man and a woman, knowing that there are inherent differences, and any parenting book you ever read will tell you there are inherent differences between the way that someone mothers or fathers or men and women interact with children and the lessons they learn and all of that stuff. My kids have a phenomenal uncle, and their uncle tosses them up like they're sacks of potatoes. And he tells those boys to treat us girls well. There's just an inherent genetic difference in the way children interact with male and female. And I think it's important that you're asking the state to recognize that.
Well, it is. And, you know, we keep talking about gun violence. I wrote an op-ed about 3 months ago, and I asked a simple question. What are some of the common denominators in these cities that we've seen this increased violence in? And it comes back to the family structure. We have to acknowledge there are both mothers and fathers that bad parents, you know, understand that. But those should be looked at as exceptions because they are. But we have two healthy parents, and for some reason they decide to go their separate ways. That is traumatic for a child. And then we have a policy that make it more traumatic by saying you have to lose one parent or deny one half of your identity. And so it just really paralyzing our communities, all communities, but as a person of color, I'm going to highlight, I think it's having a more drastic impact in the community, in the black communities. But God, he created order regardless of the skin color that a child do best with both parents. And my bill is just simply asking the courts to start, as each case, start the conversation there. Don't start with how to limit the child time. Yeah. No, how to
start
maximize the child time. Yes.
Yep. And that makes absolute sense.
And April, regarding presumption, I received 7 emails from the domestic violence different groups, and I just want to highlight, my bill is for healthy, loving parents.
Right.
We have a current policy dealing with domestic violence that is a presumption is not in the best interest of a child to be with abuser. And I support that 100%.
My
bill is, absent of that, let's look at how to maximize the child count with both parents.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, let's talk for just a brief moment before we run out of time here. Let's talk about, you have another bill that that you will be bringing that is a part of the ALGOP, Republican Party of Alabama, legislative priorities. And I pulled that document up after we talked a little bit earlier. Part of that bill is a DHR, Transparency and Accountability Act. And this is something you're working on with stakeholders, because we have seen both the need for DHR to protect vulnerable kids from abuse, but we've also seen where government bureaucracy has overstepped in recent years. What's your bill looking to do?
Well, my bill is just bringing transparency and protecting parents' due process rights. And so my bill is, it's not going to give parents due process rights. We have those already. It's going to make the requirement DHR must notify parents of their due process rights. So if you get a knock on the door, they basically is going to give you a information handout just saying that you have the right to allow them in your household. You have a right to refuse them in your household. You have a right to record the conversation. So basically just laying out the parents' due process rights, and it's requiring DHR employees, they must be trained before they undergo participate in the investigations, and it's going to require that they notify the parents of the administrative review. If they disagree with the outcome, parents already have these rights. You're just making DHR put it in writing to make sure that each parent is informed of their due process rights. Once again, creating uniformity. We have some of the best child protective policies in the nation. The problem we're seeing, they don't follow their own policies sometimes. And so this is going to kind of help with that, but also help de-escalate situations by making sure parents understand they do have due process rights. And at the same time, we want to highlight again, we do need DHR, but we got to have that balance as far as protecting parent rights and then government intervention.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. If our listeners want to get in touch with you, they want to tell you their personal stories and help you with your with either bill, how do they do so? Where can they find you online or email you or contact you to tell you their stories?
Well, they can call me directly on my cell phone, 205-626-9458. Or they can email me. And the best email is my Gmail account at VotePascal@gmail.com. That's VOTE, then PASCHAL@gmail.com.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call in today. I especially appreciate your patience as I worked through the technical difficulties. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And thank you so much for what you are doing to protect the interest of kids and families in the state of Alabama. Incredibly important work.
Well, thank you.
All right. That was Kenneth Pascal. He is a state representative and advocate for keeping families intact, making sure those kids have access to mother and father. Back in just a minute with more Midday Mobile with April Marie.